This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam. Good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Nun. Masechta Ksubos, Daf Nun. The Gemara says, Amar Reb Illa, Ba'usha Hiskinu, HaMevazbeiz, Al Yevazbeiz Yosem Mechamesh. Reb Illa said, in Usha they made a takana, that one who gives extremely generously should not give more than a fifth. Should not give more than a fifth of his assets to the aniyim, lest he become poor. Tanya nami hachi hamevazbeiz al yevazbeiz yosem mechaimish. One who gives very generously should not give more than a fifth. Why shami yitzarach labriyos? Umaisa be'echad shabikish levazbeiz yosem mechaimish. There's a story about someone who wanted to give more than a fifth. V'lehiniach loichaveroi. And v'lehiniach loichaver. His friend did not allow him. Umanu, who was his friend, Rabbi Shevav. Va'amrila, some said, Rabbi Sheva was the one who wanted to give more than a fifth. V'lehinichu chaveroi. And his friend didn't let him. Umani, Rabbi Akiva. Who is his friend, Rabbi Akiva? Amar Rav Nachman said, Vitema Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Some say it was Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Maikra, what pasuk supports the practice of not giving more than a fifth? The pasuk of V'chol Asher Titen Li, whatever you give, Aser Aasrenulach. I will, whatever you give me, Yaakov Avinu says, I will surely give you Maiser. So, but he doesn't say Aasrenulach. He says Aser Aasrenulach, two Maisers. 10% and then 10%, that's 20%. So the Gemara asks, no, it's not. 10% and then 10% is not 20%. 10% and then 10%, everybody knows, is 19%. If you have 100, you give 10%, you gave 10. Then if you take off the first 10% and you're left with 90 and you give 10% on 90, then you're only giving another 9. So in total, you've given 19%, not 20%. So you can't learn from Aser Asren Olach not to give more than a Chaymesh. You should learn from here, you shouldn't give more than 19%. Says Gemara V'Haloi Dami Yisura Basu Yisura Kama. The first 10% is not similar to the second 10%. Amar Rav Ashi said, Asrenu Labasra Kikama. Aser Aasrenu Lach means I will match the second 10%, will match the first 10%. He doesn't say Aser Aaser Lach. Aasrenu means like the first one. The Meiser Shenu will be like the Meiser Rishain. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says, so far we had three takanois in Usha. One takana was regarding supporting your children. One takana that a father should support his children. One takana was if someone gives all his money away, he maintains the right to be supported together with his wife. And the third takana was hamevazbeiz al yevazbeiz yoser mechoimesh. Ushmuis says the Gemara, Amar of Shimi Barashi, Ushmuis halalu, mismaatois vahalchais. These teachings diminish and go. The simanach, what does that mean? They diminish and go. The first teaching was Amar Rabbi La in the name of Reish Lakish, the name of Rabbi Yoisi Bar Chanina. The second one was Rabbi La in the name of Reish Lakish. And the third one was just Rabbi La. So the first one was Rabbi La in the name of Reish Lakish, name of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. The second one was Rabbi La in the name of Reish Lakish. And the third one was just Rabbi La. So as the teaching progressed, less and less Amoraim were associated with teaching it. The simanech, the siman to remember them, katanim The first tradition was regarding supporting young children. Kisvu, someone who writes all of his assets to his children, maintains the right to be supported. Ubizbuzu, and giving tzedakah generously. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said, Ba'usha hiskinu. In Usha they made a takana, Sheyehe adam is galgel im benoi ad shteim esrei shana. Another takana in Usha. In Usha they made a takana, a person should roll with his son patiently until 12 years old. Mikan ve'elach yorim alechayev. From then and on, you should descend into his life to reprimand him with physical force, with the strap, and by taking away sustenance. Says Gemara, any, but it's not so. Amrle Rav, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas that Batsir mi Bar Shis loit to Kabel. Don't accept a kid less than 6. Bar Shis, Kabel, but at 6, accept him, v'safile ketura, and stuff him like an ox. So we see that you're supposed to start enforcing and using coercion to teach a child at already the age of 6, not to wait till the age of 12. Because it says after 6, you accept him and you stuff him like an ox. Says Gemara, in, yes, safile ketura, you stuff him like an ox. Miu eino yored imay lechayav, but you don't make him miserable, you don't go down into his life, ad la'achar shteim esrei shana, until 12 years old. So in other words, you're going to stuff him at 6, but you're not going to force it. You're going to give him a lot of information, but you're not going to enforce it physically until age 12. V'yiboyseima, or if you want, you could say, no, there aren't two levels of forcing. It's just that, la'ikasha hala mikra hala mishnah. You start forcing Chumash at age 6 and start forcing Mishnah at age 12. The Amar Abaye, who is an orphan, said, Amar Li Aim, my mother, in other words, my wet nurse, told me, Bar Shis LaMikra, at 6 years old, you start forcing Chumash. And Bar Eser LaMishnah, at 10, you start Mishnah gently, and the Tosis explains, and at 12 you start forcing it. Bar Eser LaMishnah, Bar Tleisa LaTanisa, at the beginning of the 13th year, meaning at 12 years old, you start allowing the child has to fast a full day, Me'es La'es, 24 hours. Uvetinoikes bas tresar, and a girl at 12, meaning at 11. These two last ages are different than the first ages mentioned in the Braisa. 13 by the boy, means 12, and 12 by the girl means 11. That's what Tosis points out. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Amar li aim, my mother told me, my wet nurse told me, Hai bar shis, this 6-year-old, the Tarkaleak Rabba, that gets bitten by a scorpion, Biyoma de Mishlam Shis, on the day that he completes 6 years, Loi Chai, will not live. If he has the good fortune to be bitten by a scorpion on the day that he turns 6, the kid will not live. Maya Suse, what is his remedy? Mirarsa, the bile, the Daya Chivarasa, of a white vulture, Beshichra, in beer, Neshafye, you rub it into him, Vinashke, and he drinks it. Hai Bar Shasa, 1-year-old, the Tarakle Zibura, that gets bitten by a, stung by a bee. Biyoyme Demishlam Shas, on the day that he turns 1. Loi Chai, will not live. Maya Suse, what is his remedy? Atzvasa de Dikla, the bran of a date palm, Bimaya, in water, Neshafia, you rub it, Vinashke, and he drinks it. Okay. Amar Rav Ketina, Rav Ketina said, Kal HaMachnis Es Benoi Pachas Mi Ben Sheish, anyone who brings his kid to the yeshiva less than 6, Ratz Acharav Eina Magiyai, you'll run after him, but you won't reach him. Meaning, you could try to keep him healthy, you won't be able to. You've hurt him already. The reason why a boy could only fast a year after a girl is because boys are weaker, because they're weakened by learning Torah. Torah is mateshes kaicha shel adam. So you have to be careful that you don't bring a child to learning too early. If you bring a child to learning too early, you could run after the kid to keep him healthy his whole life. You'll never be able to preserve his health. Ika da amri, some say, chavirav ratzin achrav in magiyin oisai. His friends will try to keep up with him in learning. They won't be able to. V'tarvayu isnehu. They're both true. Chalish, the kid will be weak because he started learning too early. V'gamir, but he'll be knowledgeable because he started learning early. So it's not physically healthy, although it might give him a head start in his learning. Yiboy seima, depends. Hadekachish hadebare. If he's weak, then you'll spend your whole life trying to keep him healthy, you won't be able to. If he's healthy, you'll spend your whole life, then his friends will try to keep up with him, and they won't be able to. I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, Ba'usha haskinu, and usha they made a takana. Ha'isha shemacha mi nechse milug. A woman who sold her nechse milug. Nechse milug is property she brings into the marriage. She owns the principal, and the husband's allowed to eat the peiros. What if the woman sold it in her husband's lifetime? If she were to die, then the husband should lose it for good, because after all, she's the owner. Maybe he has rights to the fruits even when it's sold, but she owns the guf, she owns the keren, she should be able to sell it, and if she dies, he loses any claim to it. No, in Usha they made a takana that if a woman sells her nechse milug in her husband's life and she dies, habal moitzi miyad al kuchais, the husband takes it out of the hands of the buyers. Why? Because we're going to treat the husband like a buyer in his wife's assets. And his purchase then preceded theirs. So if a woman sells it and she dies, the husband could take it out of the hands of the purchaser. Ashkeche Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rav Avo. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef found Rav Avo to have a kai b'chlusa d'usha. He was standing among the people who gathered in Usha. Amar Lei, he said to him, Man mara d'shmaisa d'usha. Who is the master of this teaching in Usha that if a woman sells her nechse milug and she dies, the husband could take it out of their rishus? Amar Lei, so This is what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef asked Rabbi Avo. Amar Lei, Rabbi Avo said back, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina is the master of this teaching. This is what Rabbi Avo said to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Tana minei arba'an zimnin. He then studied this 40 times. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef studied from Rabbi Avo that Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina was the master of this teaching. The domile, and it was similar to him, commanded manchale bekiste, as if it was put in his pocket. After he learned it 40 times, he had it in his back pocket. We're now going to darshan the pasuk. The pasuk is Ashrei perek tehillim in kovav. Ashrei shomrei mishpat. Fortunate are those who guard justice, oisei tzedakah b'chaleis, who perform charity at all times. Says Gemara, v'chiyav shalas tzedakah b'chaleis, is it possible to do charity 24 hours a day? Darshu rabbi seinu shabiyavna. The rabbis of Yavna expounded, v'amri lo Rabbi Lezer, some says Rabbi Lezer, you know who does tzedakah at all times? Someone who supports their children. Someone who goes to work and makes a living and is supporting his children, so he's always doing tzedakah, like the Gemara said in Testament Beis, that if somebody doesn't want to support their children, we force them to, like Rav Nosson Bar Abba was forced to give tzedakah. Zehazan banav uvnoisov shen ketanim. This is someone who supports his sons and daughters when they're young. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says, "Zeh hamagadol yasoim v'yisoim abteich beisoy." This is someone who raises an orphan boy or a girl in his house. He's always doing tzedakah. Umasian, and he marries them. He marries them off. What do we do with the pasuk? Hoin v'oisher beveisoy v'tzidkasoy oimed asad. Wealth and resources in his house, but his righteousness stands forever. How do we interpret this pasuk that a person will always have money and yet be able to have eternal righteousness? Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. It's a machlokes Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. Chad amar zeh haloy me toiro malamda. One says this is someone who learns Torah and teaches it to others. So he'll have wealth in his pocket, he'll know Torah, but his righteousness will be forever because he's giving it over. The Chadamer, one opinion holds, Zeh HaKoysev Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. That is someone who writes Tanakh, U'mashilan La'achirim, and he lends it out to others. So he maintains ownership of these holy scriptures, but he has eternal righteousness because he lends it out to others. Ure'ei vanim levanecha shamal Yisrael. You will see sons to your children, peace unto Israel. Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi, kivan shebanim levanecha shamal Yisrael. If you see sons to your sons, there's peace unto Israel. Why? Because now your kids won't have to go through chalitza and yibam, and won't go through the embarrassment of chalitza, where the sister-in-law embarrasses the yavam, and yibam also could get a little sticky. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, "Kivan shebanim levanecha. If your sons have sons, shalom al dayane Yisrael. They'll build peace unto Jewish judges. There'll be no fighting, because if your children have children, if they didn't have children, and your children would die chas v'shalom, then there would be all kinds of disputes. Who would inherit your children? Who are your children's closest relatives?" But now that they have children, so the situation is avoided. Shalom al Yisrael. Okay, we'll pick it up over here, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Thursday night, Daf Nun Amud Beis. Thank you very much, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.